Alors, bonjour à tous et bienvenue à cette disponibilité média d'avant-match du Rocket de Laval. Good day, everyone, and welcome to this Laval Rocket pre-game media availability. Joining us, we have Jordan Weal. La première question, the first question, will go to Anthony Marcotte.
Hey, Jordan, hope you are doing well out there in Winnipeg. Just want to pick your brains a bit about your excellent sequence right now. Six wins in a row. Things have been really clicking on all cylinders for you guys the last couple of weeks. Lots of things have been going good, but for you, what would be the main thing for your success right now?
I think consistency for us as a group. We got some young guys on the team, and we got some old veterans as well. So just finding that chemistry, and I think we're starting to find a way to bring that same effort every night and stick within our system. And I think that's going to build consistency here through the next 20 or so games, and hopefully we can continue to win.
Just want to pick your brains about your two line mates. They're two young guys, but you just want to win, I think. And that's what your coach told us a couple of days ago, that you were just approaching things just to have the chance to win and eventually go back in the NHL. What would you have to say about that?
Yeah, it's fun to play. It's fun to play hockey, and it's fun to play a lot of hockey. And Joel's been trusting me to go out there in a lot of different situations. It's been a lot of fun. My whole life I've played, been one of the go-to guys, it seems like. And it's nice to kind of be in that role again, and getting to play with two young guys that work really, really hard has been a lot of fun as well. Trying to work together as a unit of three to continue to get better and to continue to improve our games has been fun. And when the team has success as well, it's just a bonus.
All right, Jordan, thank you very much.
We'll go with two more. We'll go with Amy Johnson and Christophe Perrault. Amy, you're up.
Thank you. Hi, Jordan. Just expanding on that, what you were just talking about with Anthony, what's it been like for you? I mean, you and Jesse are two of the three guys tied for the lead in points on the team right now, and certainly Raphael's contributing a lot as well. What's it been like for you to kind of take these two, literally, no pun intended, but under your wing, and really be that that guy with experience in the center of them that can help them, guide them through this, but also find so much success? What's that been like for you personally?
It's been fun. It's been that situation before in the Philadelphia organization, so it's not something entirely new to me. But they work so hard on a day-to-day basis that it makes it easy to kind of not have to like give them a kick to get going. They bring it every day. And I think as you see the season go on, they're getting more and more consistent on a nightly basis. And they're starting to learn how to play the professional game and know when to make a play, when maybe it's the time to be a little more safe. And that's been helping us a lot. And I think we're starting to bring it now more consistently every night, period to period, shift to shift.
Finally, for me, just you're facing, you know, you guys have, you're halfway through this lengthy road trip, but you're facing a team tonight who hasn't played in almost 2 weeks. So it was pretty well rested. What's really the keys tonight to coming out with the 2 points and continuing that winning streak?
You know, we feel like, I think as a group, we feel like we left a couple of points on the board last time we had these guys. Went 2-2 against them, I think it was, and we feel like we deserved a better fate than that. So I think we got to go into that with the mindset that we owe these guys a couple, and there are points on the board here that are going to be huge points at the end of the year. We don't know if there's going to be playoffs or it's just going to be a regular season. So if it's just regular season, every game is that much more important to try and get ourselves in the best position we can.
Thanks, Jordan. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Amy. Last question, we'll go with Christophe Perrault.
Hi, Jordan. We've talked a lot about your line, obviously, a lot of success these last games. What would you say that Harvey Pinard does to help the success of your line in the last few games?
You know, he does all the little things very well, and he's really buying into the system, working his tail off every game, every practice, and that's all you could ask for from a guy like that. The rest, especially in professional hockey, once you get a year in, you just start to feel more and more comfortable with the plays. But if you bring that work ethic right from the start, it's gonna help you out a lot, and I think that's what he's done. And it's been a lot of fun to grow as a line here, and hopefully we can continue to do that and continue to have success to help the team win here.
Thank you, Jordan. Have a nice game.